Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yod that one should not eat and one should not drink until he has davened. However, water would be mutter to drink before davening, and this would apply both by weekdays and by Shabbos and Yontif. For whatever reason, some people are more makel on Shabbos and Yontif, that they hold that you're allowed to eat and drink before davening, but the din really does apply the same all year round. So the question comes up, are you allowed to have coffee or not? So originally it seems like it's a machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah that he says that you really shouldn't have with that sugar would be usher. However, the later Achronim, Shlomo Zalman, the Stipler Gaon, Rav Yashiv, they all at Aruch HaShulchan, they all bring down that nowadays having coffee with milk and with sugar, which is really just an enhancement of water, which you could, Aruch HaShulchan also really extends to basically every drink is just an extension of water, and seemingly except for an alcoholic beverage and could be okay, but just on the simple level of coffee and tea before davening, that would certainly be okay, even with sugar, even with milk, as those are not considered to be things that are chashiv nowadays. That's just a general, thing of how we have our coffee in the morning, and it would be totally okay, according to all of these poskim, to have a cup of coffee with milk and sugar before davening. And you could even argue that maybe it would be a good thing to do, because the whole point is it's going to enhance your tefillah. If you're going to learn before davening, it's going to make it that you're able to do it at a higher level. You're able to focus more. And the whole point is that we want to make sure we have the best shachar as possible. So if this would help that, what would be the issue with that? Have a wonderful day.